case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Hey everyone, it's Josh here, all on my lonesome again for another week. Hopefully Maddie will be back next week. It's been very, very lonely here in the studio. I'm just going to get straight into the weekly podcast. This podcast is all about the best bits from throughout the week on the show. Hopefully you enjoy it. You're listening to it on the treadmill at the gym while you're cooking some dinner, while you're out in the backyard doing whatever, while you're watching TV. Who knows what you could be doing? I don't know. You're doing homework, maybe listening to me. If you're doing maths homework right now, 5, 21, 17, 12, 11. Yeah, I just want to be annoying. But I'm going to get straight into the weekly podcast. Hopefully Maddie's back next week. And a few things happening in the podcast today. We finally hit 5,000 followers on our Instagram. And there is a video up on our socials if you want to go and check that out of us using our new fandangled camera system in the studio. Lockie came in and we spoke about it. And we got to 5,000 followers live on air. And our reactions are pretty pathetic, I think. yeah, so you be the judge of that. Let's get straight into the podcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Snack chat, baby. Snack chat. Snack chat.
Snack chat. Okay, a lot of different confectioneries, a lot of different companies coming out with different snacks. A lot of people on the internet as well are experimenting with snacks. One guy on TikTok, this is where all the news comes from nowadays, TikTok, has experimented with Biscoff fried chicken. Yesterday was fried chicken day. Someone on social media has taken it upon themselves to dip fried chicken into some Biscoff spread. Yes, please. Sounds delicious. Looks delicious. I'm having it. Okay. Tim Tam news. Tim Tam news, like it happens every day. There's a Tim Tam health rating which has sparked the interest of someone. Another nosy Nelly on social media has noticed that the health rating on Tim Tam packets being 0.5 out of 5. Yeah, okay. How can something so good be so bad? It's very easily, actually. Starburst, okay. Starburst lollies are now selling all pink packets of their fruit chew lollies. It looks like you'll be able to grab the packets of Starburst all pink chews for about $4.50 from Coles supermarkets. It's a yes from me on all three of those. I don't even care if Tim Tam's a 0.5 out of 5 health rating. I don't care. They're delicious. Now, mother-in-law has been slammed on social media, absolutely slammed, while she performed an act. While a couple, her son and his partner, were away on holiday. Okay, the mother-in-law, the woman had been left fuming after her mother-in-law rearranged the couple's home while they were away on holiday. The mother rearranged their home. Imagine that. You go away for a few weeks. Maybe it's a honeymoon. Maybe it's a family getaway. You say, hey, Mum, can you house sit for, you know, a week or so? And she says, yes, darling. Yes, of course. I'd love to look after your parrots and your kitten and your dog. And you go, oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Mum. We'll be back in a week. You come home and you go to sit on your couch and you accidentally sit on a coffee table. Because your coffee table's where your couch used to be. And your couch is over where the coffee table used to be. In a post on Reddit, the woman explained how the couple who rented their home from the husband's mother went away for 2 weeks. Her husband had given his mother a key to the house in case of an emergency. But when they returned, every piece of furniture in the house was in a different place. Oh, this is fantastic. It was really jarring to come back after so long and not even recognize my own home, she wrote. Yeah, I imagine. She said her mother-in-law had rearranged the cabinets in the kitchen and the bathroom. She even moved our food into another cupboard. She said the part that makes me the most upset and disturbed is her going through our private items, and we we have some illicit items some personal things, not illicit, but maybe like pleasure items. One of them, you know, is you can probably understand, and the other one is a smoking apparatus to help smoke. anyway, she went through the personal things and moved those too. She moved those two. I don't know where anything is in my house right now, and I'm actually feeling sick to my stomach knowing she went through literally everything, and I mean everything I own without consent or even notice. The woman said she has not seen or spoken to her mother-in-law since they returned home. Her post saw a flurry of responses, with several telling her she needs to move out. Yeah, you do. You need to move out. Others thought the woman's husband should be the one confronting his mother about it. Absolutely. Absolutely the husband should say something to his mother about it. Is the husband as annoyed as the wife is? I bet she isn't. But the husband does need to confront his mother about this. This is so too far.
Nice to be back in the chair.
Yeah.
Nice fresh morning on a Thursday. Long-time listeners of the show would know I am a massive hoarder.
Okay.
Like, I hate throwing out stuff because I go, oh, I never know if I might need that one day.
Yep.
So I'm really bad at throwing things out and doing a cull.
How many times have you actually needed something that you haven't thrown out?
Very rarely. I used to use the old justification of might need it for like a craft project one day. It's like, okay. Really? When are you ever going to get around to all these craft
projects? Your craft-a-noons.
Exactly. Mm. My parents came up for a visit on Sunday.
Yep.
They're like, we'll bring that chest of drawers that we said that we were going to bring up for you. And I'm like, oh, amazing. Hired a van because they don't have a car that's big enough. So, like, hiring a van. They had a nice rug for us as well. There's just stuff that they had that they were passing on to us. And look, their
inheritance.
Yeah, but their stuff is better quality than anything we own anyway. Right. So okay. I'll happily take it. I'm like, oh, yeah, please.
Yeah.
They rock up in the van and I'm like, oh, great to see you guys. I come out to have a look and I look at the chest of drawers. And I can see the rug all rolled up. And then I see a ton of boxes. And I'm like, hang on a second, what is this?
Oh, no.
What is this? And Mum's like, we're bringing you your stuff.
Oh, no.
I'm like, we don't have room for my stuff. And Glenn looks at me with, like, this glare in his eyes because he's already like, we already have so much of your junk.
Yeah.
How much more junk can you have? And I'm like, uh-oh. And Mum's like, we've got all your Italy photos here. We've got all your calisthenics trophies.
Oh, no.
We've got all your artworks from, like, high school. And I'm looking at some of these artworks going, these are terrible. I can't throw them out. Yeah. These are terrible.
My parents did the same thing to me.
Oh, it's horrible. I'm like, where are we going to put this stuff?
I know. I've said, if I haven't got it with me now, I don't want it.
Well, my mum's theory is, her parents threw out all of her stuff when she moved out of home and they didn't give her a chance to take it.
Right.
So she didn't want that to happen to me. So instead, she dumped it on our doorstep.
Right. You have to go through it now.
And then Glenn was like, we've got a skip bin. Like, the neighbours have got one just a couple of houses down.
Yeah.
Did we just deposit these straight in? And I was like, no, we can't do that.
No.
We're not going to be doing that, Glenn.
Every time I go home to Coffs, my room is still... Not set up the way it was when I was there. That would be weird. But it's still got a few of my things kind of in cupboards and closets because it doesn't really get used. And every time I go home back to Coffs, Dad always says to me, can you go through your stuff, please, and figure out what you want to take?
Yeah.
I'm like, Dad, I don't want to take any of it.
Yeah. Well, that's what my theory was. I don't want to take any of it, but I also don't want you to throw it out.
Exactly, because I may need it for craft-a-noons.
You never know.
Yesterday marked a whole year since we went into that 112-day lockdown.
Wasn't that traumatic?
Oh, the streets were empty.
It was a weird place to be mentally because we had that first lockdown and everyone's like, all right, rejoice, open the doors.
Mm.
And then we had 5 weeks of freedom and then we were plunged back down into that really harsh lockdown where it was 5-kilometre rule, like you couldn't go more than 5Ks from your house.
Yeah.
Like, you had to wear a mask outdoors unless you were doing exercise that would exert you. So if you were walking, you still had to wear the masks, had to do the social distancing. All the restaurants were closed.
Yeah.
They were just doing takeaway, some of them were. And like, it was a weird time, wasn't it?
It was a really, really weird time. July 7th, 2020, last year, the state recorded a pretty grim milestone with the highest number of cases so far, which was 191 new infections.
That was at on that day.
That was yesterday, a year ago.
Yeah.
So, and then 3 weeks after that, the state recorded...
Is that the 700 day?
723 yeah. cases and 13 deaths. And this kicked off that six-week lockdown that was not going to end at 6 weeks.
No.
It got extended.
It just kept getting extended. And wasn't that just like every week you just go, oh, when's Dan going to tell us about the new restrictions? Are they going to be eased? Are they going to be eased? And we all turn to weird things too. Like, remember I took up DJing?
Yes. You do your little, or your cocktail.
My cocktail making. Videos. Yeah. I used to make them on a Friday.
Because you had to feel like you were interacting, whether it was doing a video or doing something on
social
media.
That's the thing.
You had to feel like you were interacting somehow.
So, like, I was doing the Zoom workouts. Some people were baking sourdough breads.
Yeah.
What was one of your favourite lockdown activities?
Well, I worked pretty much the whole time.
We worked,
yeah.
But like at home.
I'm very lucky. At home, I don't know. I got back into things that I would do as a child. Like I would...
Playing video games.
Video games. And people think, oh, well, a lot of people play video games all the time. I don't. I don't really play video games a lot. And during lockdown, you couldn't do much. So I would...
You rekindled your love of Atari.
Exactly. Atari's a little earlier for me.
Oh,
so
yeah, sure.
But, you know, Xbox and PlayStation, stuff like that.
That's what the kids are playing these days.
Yeah, that's where it's at. But, yeah, I rekindled my love of that as well. Because you couldn't go anywhere. In Melbourne especially, the Ring of Steel was in place.
The Ring of Steel. I forgot about that.
I know.
It was, I mean, I feel for the people in Sydney right now who are about to go into lockdown. It still doesn't quite seem as harsh as our one was.
No, we had, for a time there, we had the harshest lockdown in the world, which is insane
and
to think.
Don't we know it?
Don't we know it?
I think we've been permanently scarred by that.
Yeah.
And we've had two snap lockdowns since then.
Mm.
And I think as soon as that word, the L word is mentioned, people just freak now.
People are like, wait, I need toilet paper.
It's so true.
Yeah.
For us, we're like, we need cat food.
Exactly. Ballarat, Power 103.1 with Josh and Maddie.